Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. We don't sell lots of games, but I do enjoy talking about them. There was a new Nintendo Direct this week, but not a lot of big news. No Nintendo NX, whatever that is. But we do have new downloads for you, including... I can't pronounce that for the PlayStation 4. We got Screen Cheat, Square Heroes, The Witch, and The Hundred Knight Revival Edition, Mortal Kombat XL, MechDroid, Ironcast, Heavy Rain, Gunscape, Digimon World, Cyber Sleuth, Broforce, and Ashling's Gun or something. I can't read. I'm tired. The Vita has another thing I can't pronounce. Digimon World, Cyber Sleuth, Pirate Solitaire, and Royal Defense Invisible Threat. Xbox One added Shantae and the Pirate's Curse, which I think I heard was supposed to be pretty awesome. Prison Architect, Xbox One Edition, Screen Cheat, Mortal Kombat XL, Trackmania Turbo, and Gunscape. The Wii U added Chasing Dead, Grumpy Reaper, and Steel Rivals, as well as the Virtual Console Pac-Man 2 The New Adventures. 3DS owners can grab Hand of Panda and Parascientific Escape Cruise in the Distant Seas. Nintendo also confirmed that the new 3DS, not to be confused with the classic 3DS, will be getting some Super NES ports soon, no doubt due to some promises of exclusivity for certain software for the 3DS ambassadors several years ago, which is too bad, but maybe we'll get some Game Boy Advance games too. Who knows? On sale, Entertainment Earth. It's time for the Trevco sale. We got them buy one, get one 40% off. T-shirts, hoodies, blankets, and more from Star Trek. We got Major League, Casper the Friendly Ghost, Power Rangers, Green Lantern, Batman, Die Hard, Battlestar Galactica, and a lot of other stuff. Sale ends Tuesday. New pre-orders this week include the Fallout Gold Tone Pocket Watch, the Legend of Zelda Triforce Symbol Spinner Watch, Gold Tone Pocket Watch for Zelda, which is pretty amazing. The picture should be up soon. I think you're going to like it. A Nintendo Classic Controller LED Watch, also pretty cool if you like NES collectibles. And the very cool Star Fox 64 Arwing 12-inch resin statue. Very nice. There's not a lot of Arwing collectibles. I'm hard-pressed to name any, so check this out. This is pretty sweet, and if you're like me, you've always wanted an Arwing. I really hope they do an action figure scale one someday, because, man, it's right up there with the X-Wing and the Y-Wing. It's just a great-looking ship. And that's it. I gotta finish up before I completely lose any voice I have left. So see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth and at news.entertainmentearth.com.